This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We've reported from time to time on Wall Street people who want to join the cool kids and get a Silicon Valley-type tech job. Now the former head of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People is taking a tech job, but it's about working to make the tech industry better reflect the diversity of this country. Benjamin Jealous used to be president and CEO of the NAACP. He's now joining what's called the Kapor Center for Social Impact in Northern California. Joining me from Oakland is Mr. Jealous, along with noted entrepreneur and philanthropist Mitch Kapor, who is co-chair of that center. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, it's good to be here.
Now, Ben Jealous, you've spent a lot of your career working on civil rights, dealing with it as an issue of government policy. Why this shift to touch more constantly on the business world and the world of entrepreneurship?
You know, my life has been about trying to close gaps in our country, gaps of opportunity, of access. Tech startups, social impact tech startups, give us that opportunity. And quite frankly, in some ways, give us the opportunity to do it faster.
So, Ben, you are taking these social entrepreneurs seriously. You think they can effectively put their brain power to work on these social problems?
Oh, I'm sure of it. You know, we are backing a company called Sound Focus that's working on producing a $75 hearing aid. That's huge. And one of the things that you know growing up in the black community is that a lot of the, if you will, kind of racial health gap comes down to poverty, people not being able to afford what other people can afford. Hearing aids, you know, are classic in that way. They cost $3,000 to $5,000. And here we have a man who's grown up hard of hearing. And he basically figures out, hey, a lot of hard of hearing people may not be able to afford a hearing aid, but they have a cell phone now. And so you can have a $75 Bluetooth device that replaces essentially the need for a $3,000 to $5,000 hearing aid that no insurance will cover.
Mitch Kapor, how are the VCs, the big money, taking your message? Are they figuring some of this out?
We've been very, very successful with our seed investments because we got in at the very beginning. Those companies have been highly successful in being able to raise investments from the biggest names in Silicon Valley. We believe that ultimately there will be great economic outcomes from the companies that we have. And I think that is what is going to get people over the line. Once they see that it is possible to do serious business and serious social change in the same companies, the argument will win itself.
What about the big tech companies, the big brand names? Are they focused at some level on social impact in the world that's around them?
They're growing up. They've noticed, for instance, that their engineering staffs are overwhelmingly white male and Asian male, and they've begun to understand that they are not helping their own cause when they're leaving out more than half the talent in the world. So there's a much livelier discussion inside those companies about who comes here, who doesn't come here, and what are we doing. But the responsibility is really on them to demonstrate some real corporate citizenship.
You know, there's real energy inside of the big companies to figure out how they become more inclusive. Quite frankly, we need to open our eyes to the genius that's in places like Harlem, that's in places like Washington, D.C., you know, that's in places where people are identifying big problems that could be solved in ways that would make all of us feel good and make big profits at the same time.
Benjamin Jealous used to run the NAACP and is now lending his talents at the Kapor Center for Social Impact in Oakland, California. Also, Mitch Kapor is co-chair of the Kapor Center for Social Impact. And if you're thinking, is that the Lotus Notes guy? Yes, Mitch is the Lotus Notes guy. Gentlemen, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks.